I guess. But the stupid ass Tigers pulling it out, and I had no hope at all going into this game. Why would I? And then,
I only caught a little bit of it today, and they had mentioned if I'm correct here that the Guardians were 15 and a half games back at some juncture and ended up leapfrogging them for the division title.
well, they actually ended up tying, but Cleveland held the tiebreaker.
Okay.
So, because, whatever. That's the regular season. They vanquished the evil Indians or Guardians, whatever. So, it's still fun to watch those games to see the amount of people who are like, I'm not buying Guardian stuff. You still see like Indians hats, not the Chief Wahoo. You don't actually see that too much anymore, but you see a lot of it is Indians stuff. So, and it's nice beating Cleveland. Like I still have that just dumb fan base. Lions whopped up on them Sunday, and Detroit put them away this week. So,
Hey,
yeah.
welcome to Stunt Granny Audio 1080. Kevin DeFranco, Jeremy Mays, bragging
Hello.
about the Detroit Tigers.
This is the worst brag ever. I didn't believe in him whatsoever. Oh my God, they won. Now it seems like an inconvenience because I'm back on board and my weekend's shot. Michigan plays at noon. Tigers, they haven't announced when time they play yet because the Yankees aren't done yet. But they're in Seattle, so I gotta figure it's gonna be 4 o'clock or 7 o'clock, one of the two.
One would imagine it will be one of the later games,
Yeah.
given its location.
Well, but the Philly hosts LA. That's East Coast. And Toronto's hosting the Yankees, most likely at this juncture right now. So it's like you have three East Coast games. Is that how that works? Yeah. Yeah,
Oh,
three East
okay.
Coast series and then
One
one.
West Coast,
Yeah. And it's
sort
not
of.
like, and they all
Half
start on Saturday.
West Coast.
Yeah. And they all start on Saturday for football during football.
Oh, wow.
So, and it's like if like the Lions play the Bengals at 4:25 Sunday, so there could be a
Oof.
conflict there, which you've seen my setup. It's not much of a conflict, but
Well, and that game is not going to be much of a conflict either,
I
sir.
don't think it will be. I didn't expect the Browns game to be much of one either, and it wasn't, but.
The Bengals. Oof. Their offensive line is not helping out the bat. What's his name? Is the quarterback.
Browning.
Yeah, Jake Browning.
Yeah. A name I forgot about.
And their defense is not helping anyone either. So,
So it is prime.
There's two problems
Yeah.
with the Bengals.
Yeah. So there's they're
They're three
prime for the
major
Lions to come in
problems.
and run right over them, which would be nice. I would like a nice non-stressful day before the Tigers start. So
I think you're gonna get the I think you're gonna get that.
well, I mean, the offense didn't look great against the Browns. More specifically, Jameson Williams did not look good against the Browns. He kept dropping the ball all over the place.
The Browns do indeed have a very good defense.
Well,
So it is not surprising that maybe there was some
yeah. Well, I mean, he just kept dropping the ball. He was open.
the ball
Yeah.
dropping is a whole different thing, but
Yeah.
you just said the offense looked kind of iffy, so
Yeah. I mean, they kept Myles Garrett away from Goff. That was the big thing. So,
Yep, that is usually the game plan against Cleveland. It's
yeah.
a very similar game plan that is employed against the Pittsburgh
Yeah.
Steelers. Keep TJ Watt out of the trouble zone.
Yeah.
For Cleveland, it's keep Miles Garrett out of the trouble zone
And
if possible.
can we just talk about how Myles Garrett is a man? You know what I mean? Have you like that dude doesn't look human. I don't understand that. Like I know we talk wrestling and we see wrestlers, but he looks like a superhero. It is crazy the way that man is built. And
Yeah, like he is like perfectly proportioned. Like he is
yes.
definitely is not, since he's a lineman and not a linebacker, he's a little bit larger of a man than Mr. Watt. And yeah, like usually like they either have like the linemen either have a stomach or like they're almost too tall in some ways. Because like can't even thinking about more like Cam Hayward for the Steelers there, like he's more kind of long and lanky, but Garrett kind of has a bulk to him also. Like yeah, that guy is crazy.
It's funny, like, seeing some of these athletes, like, man, it really, like, athletics has really come a long way. And I know there's always arguments of, well, the guys back in the day, like, I'm sorry, outside of a few, I think some of these, like, these old players wouldn't stand a chance. I mean,
Oh
just
no.
nutrition wise, workout, like, it's they weren't getting done with the season and going working in the cigarette factory, you know? These guys are going, take a couple weeks off and go train. So
Yeah, there is no Babe Ruth in it, where you can go have a couple of drinks at lunch and then crush a couple of homers.
yeah, and I eat hot dogs and smoke a cigarette in the dugout, you know?
Yep. That's
Yeah.
that is not going to cut it with today's athletes. Like, yeah, the person that doesn't get into the game now would probably smoke most, if not all, of the older competition.
Yeah.
Just like you said, from a pure like just training standpoint at this juncture.
Yeah. And like in nutrition too, like they just
And
know
yeah.
more, you know. But it was funny because after the game was over, I was like, I told my buddy Jonathan was over. I was like, I have to watch this. He's not a wrestling person. And Last Legend and Jada Parker were on. And I go, these are two big women, just so you know, you're not seeing things. And then I was like, oh, and the one Last Legend, the taller girl, she's dating another guy. And when those two mate, you know, like as we talked about, they're creating superhumans. And like, even going back to Myles Garrett, like, I don't know who he's married to or dating, whatever. If he has the right, you know, right partner, we're getting a super species eventually. So, you know, it was slowly but surely, like,
Continuing to evolve.
yeah. Well, what's it? Oh, never mind. Never mind. I had something to ask, but it's not, I'm not gonna ask that. But no, I mean, it really is. Like, you just see these people, and it's, you know, they get those stories about like the Olympic Village and stuff. All these like prime athletes are just banging each other out. So it's like, yeah, that's what happens. Like, just you're creating, you know. It's not, it's like, I want to say it, but it's just tinged in awfulness. But it's like, there
Yeah.
is a master race that can be built eventually, you know, smart and athletic, like, you know, like we're on Krypton or something. There, that's a better way of putting it. So
Oh man. Yep. Go that route. It's
yeah, it's,
a little less
I
unseemly.
do you know how hard it is to have an actual conversation about something like that, like, you know, potential breeding aspects and all this stuff, and you're like, yeah, well, you know, that's what Hitler was. Oh, fuck. Like, no, this is natural and chosen. Like,
Oh
you know, like,
yeah, that is definitely the thing about this situation is that sometimes it's chosen because I'm trying to think. Oh yeah, like the one that I was thinking of for whatever reason offhand was Zach Ertz was a tight end in the NFL, and his wife played for the U.S. Women's
yeah.
National Championship or soccer team, and it's just like. And like she stopped playing because they're having kids, and it's just like, like, so I'm gonna be seeing them either in the NFL or in soccer, Major League Soccer or something in like 18 years.
Well, who was it? Who did Andre Agassi marry? He married another tennis player.
Steffi Graf.
Okay, what's that for you? Okay.
Yeah.
At what point do you just tell your kids, I don't want you picking up a tennis racket? You're doomed. You know? Or do you go, here you go, but you have to be better than us? You know, like poor Bronny James. That poor guy shouldn't be in the NBA. We all know that. And I'm
Well,
sure he's taking that, he's taking it like, okay, I'm gonna do my best. But he's never gonna be his dad. So like Michael Jordan Jr.
oh
You know?
yeah, there's definitely some level of athlete that you're just never gonna be better than. And
Yeah.
LeBron is kind of is in a very short category, you know,
Yeah, and I'm
of
sure
that.
there's plenty of other athletes, like famous athletes whose kids have surpassed them. You
Oh
know?
yeah.
So, but it's like in some cases, like, yeah, no. Like you just stay away from the tennis racket, kids. And apparently they have. Like, well, apparently, like Tiger Woods' son is great at golf already. And
Oh.
cool, but you know, if you don't come out and win like more majors than your dad, you're a failure. So that, right or not, you know?
They have a shot at it. I mean, that is still one of the wilder careers in some ways. Like,
Yeah.
it is wild that whole how that situation played out.
Yeah, because he stopped banging hookers and porn stars. I have a
Yeah.
sex addiction. No, you don't. You have an opportunity addiction. That's your problem. You've got free pussy everywhere. And I'm not talking like, you know, the Bennigan's waitress he was knocking down. I'm talking like you're getting porn stars thrown your way. Like, just that was so uncomfortable back then. I know it was like 20 years ago, but it's like just such a
Oh
lie.
yeah,
Just stop it.
that is ancient history at this point. Like that's one of those ones I'll always remember it because the old roommate, that was the last email I got, was a recreation of the events at Tiger Woods' house from some Chinese company at the
Oh, I
time.
remember those. Yeah, what happened to those? They just, I guess AI or whatever else just took them over. Like, whatever.
Oh yeah, that was the last email I got from him. It was just, yeah, entirely like it almost feels like another universe ago.
Just imagine though, at you're at your press conference for a sex addiction, right? Like you're cheating on your wife, you've got like problem with somas or whatever. And at this press conference, your mom is there. Ugh, just gross. Like,
Yeah,
no.
that's got to be a little uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's like, you know, mom, yeah, this is what men with money do. This is what people with money do. I was just stupid, and this bitch of a wife calls the cops on me. So, like you don't need to be in the front row of a press conference where I'm talking about how I'm addicted to hiring escorts. You don't need to know. So I don't know how you turn this into NXT or AEW. So, you know,
Well,
I
you tried to turn it into NXT by talking about Lash Legend and
yeah.
Jada Parker, and then you made a hard right into sex addiction. So,
Yeah, well, sometimes you're working through stuff on your own, you know? But it's really like two shows this week that were frustrating for different reasons.
oh.
And I don't even know where to start. Like,
Well, they were two different frustratings to me
yeah, yes.
because I honestly like there were a couple of head banging moments for me in AEW Dynamite this week, but overall I'm like okay, like it, you know, just match after match after match after match
Yeah.
was pretty much all that they did. Like I was just like, oh, okay, like this. The beginning was pretty groan worthy, how that all ended up playing out. But after that, I'm just like, okay, like it just kind of went. Like I didn't have a big problem with it, but it also didn't excite me in any way.
Wait, which one are you talking about?
Dynamite.
Okay, I was like both of them for me, but yeah.
Well.
So what
NXT to me was more of a lost opportunity.
you think? A confusing lost opportunity.
Yeah, like it's fine if you want to have a TNA versus NXT showdown, but why do you already do an invasion angle, then like a week or two after it happens, go, oh no, this isn't really an invasion, it's a showdown.
Well,
Huh?
I guess the date of the show, I think, is when Israel attacked Gaza, I guess. And that was setting people off, like calling it an invasion on that date. If I'm remembering this right, I didn't look it up. So they
Oh,
changed it because people were upset. And I'm like, what people were upset? Like, no offense, I don't remember when that started. So
yeah, I this is the first time hearing that news
yeah,
to
let me see if
my
I can find
ears. That I guess is something, but come on, man. Like, it's a professional wrestling show. Like, you know what's going on here. Like, come on.
Well, okay, so it was a WWE change the name of an NXT event due to significant backlash from Israel and the Jewish diaspora.
Oh, yes.
DIASPORA. I can't say I've heard that word before. So the second anniversary of the Hamas attacks. Oh, so it's when Hamas attacked Israel. Okay. And that were viewed as extremely insensitive and offensive. The company also faced criticism because the invasion logo unintentionally resembled a Hamas symbol, further compounding the controversy. That's from Google AI. Listen, fuck off. Like,
Well,
who even knew?
evidently that large, somewhat large community, but who, I guess there's someone within that community that's a big WWE fan, or at least there's enough WWE fans within that base to get something done for
Then you're not
reasons
a
I
fan
would
of
not have.
wrestling, you know? It wasn't called HVI, you know, which by the way, those initials I had to be very careful with. But it's like, you know, it looks like a V can be anything. It's the same V, I believe, from years ago. It's the name of the show doesn't matter because it's not a pay-per-view or a PLE anyways. It's just like, cut it out. Like, you guys settle down. I think you guys got bigger issues to worry about than what we named our show. You know, kind of like, so
Yeah, there seems like there should be bigger fish to fry,
possibly.
from
Or
their
share some of
department.
that fried fish. Never mind. So, but anyways, yeah, this invasion or showdown, yeah.
Yeah, well, even the naming aside, how it's played out is just because even if you still called it invasion, why does it come down to two Survivor Series style matches?
Yes.
You know, like, I honestly, like, changing it from invasion to showdown, it makes way more sense than
It does.
so I don't know, maybe the Jewish community did us a favor, question mark, I
Yeah,
don't
it's
know.
true. Yeah. Or the Jewish money, if you want to put it that way. Yeah. But yeah, it's just like, okay, let's do NXT. We're already on it. So NXT, the show, was whatever. They built the entire thing around the showdown stuff. Okay, so it's a showdown. Ava and Santino are supposed to be getting together to, finalize everything. And they did a good job of, hard, like, tag team titles, winner takes all. Yeah, good start. Because this is finally, like, we talked about this months ago. This is finally the time where the Hardys win the NXT titles. Because they're facing bad guys. So, yeah.
I almost feel bad for Dark State.
No, I don't. That's,
Almost. That's why I said almost.
yeah, I mean they're getting a prime spot against two legends. Now it doesn't matter if, again, how I feel about the Hardys, they're legends.
Oh, yeah,
And
100%.
yeah, so they're getting, getting what they need. And we talked back when they were feuding with Fraxium. Okay.
Yeah, even the young guys these days know who the Hardys are. And the Hardys, even though they're obviously not the Hardys of old,
No, they're not.
they know how to get through a match still.
That is actually an accurate way of how their matches go.
Yep.
So,
Yep. Yep. I chose my wording
yeah.
correctly. Like,
Yeah, because.
yeah. Jeff obviously is still in a slightly better shape than Matt, but still, it's yeah. They're getting through things.
Yeah, and it's also like Matt watching Matt. It's just a matter of like, man, are you okay? He's always had that hitch in his walk, but it's really pronounced and it's really slowing him down. But I mean, this isn't new. So,
Oh no.
okay, so yeah, so next week the 8th is
Oh
the
yeah, because
NXT show, and then that Sunday is Bound for Glory, where the Hardys are taking on the Dudleys one last time in a tables match.
oh my gosh.
So, yeah, they got Devon out of retirement for it. So, I can definitely see, like, I don't think it's for the TNA titles at all. But I can definitely see, like, the Hardys winning finally. And then, yeah, they've captured them all because they had what ECW, WCW, Ring of Honor. They never did win AEW. But that's Jeff's fault.
It is.
So, but the rest of this doesn't make any sense because Bound for Glory is Javon Evans versus Leon Slater, not Showdown.
Oh.
Okay. And then we have like. The whole thing, like, there's no stakes. What else was there? Like, what's the other
Because
one?
yeah, I pulled up the wiki for the matches here.
Okay.
So, yeah, the other match is Ethan Page versus Mustafa
Yeah,
Ali.
Ethan Page is clearly winning that or getting disqualified. Like,
Yeah. That's
that angle I actually liked
oh.
because that really was what was going to happen. He had that. We're all like, you just promoted him to have a title match and you just released him. Like, wait, what?
I had forgotten that happened.
I did too.
And but the second he said it, I'm like, oh my God, like that it the light went on. I'm like, oh yeah, that is how that went down, wasn't it? I was just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, Ali in TNA is a heel. So, like, that whole line about I'm gonna go politics, like, that's what he's doing in TNA. It's a bad guy move, but here they're cheering for it. And, he's the good guy, Paige is the bad guy. And it was just weird. And I like the play between the two. Paige is like, oh, is this the part where you cry? Like, I'm just being a dick. Like, you got this really, like, not uplifting, but like empowering story. Like, now I'm finally getting mine. It's like, okay. And Ethan Page being a professional heel is like, are you done? Like, so, yeah, I like this is another one I liked, but okay. It just seemed like that should have happened at any time. Like this has nothing to do with the invasion or showdown, excuse me.
It almost seems forced into this show next week in a lot of ways. Like I, 'cause yeah, they're trying to do theme stuff, but then yeah, they have 2 4-on-4 Survivor Series tag team matches.
Dude, where do we even start? This doesn't make any sense. It.
This was one of the wildest things I think I've ever seen in wrestling. I've never seen people set aside their differences this quickly, ever,
Yeah.
for any reason. And that's again, like I know why they're doing it because for whatever reason they're forcing this onto next week's show
Right.
instead of playing a long game with it. Why? I don't know. Like you could wait at least a couple of weeks or something to draw this out a little bit so that some of these people that have literally just been fighting each other don't go, oh, okay, yeah, let's be on a team together and we're all good together and like
Yeah.
we're really going to go kick ass. And that's the other thing. Like they didn't just go, hey, I'm going to be tag team with you. It's just like, let's go kick their asses now.
Well, okay, there wasn't that. There really wasn't a let's go kick their asses. It was more of, hey, Ava made you a captain, you gotta go choose people. Well, why is there a captain and why isn't Ava doing her job? Like, why is it up to, if it's supposed to be a showdown, I we're already ahead of stuff. But if it's supposed to be a
Oh,
showdown,
no, that's fair.
like, well,
Why,
one,
yeah.
why? But then two, why are you leaving up to somebody else? Because you can't have the champions just pick their teams because, well, Trix NXT, which we'll get to that part in a second.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah, there's, again, so many things wrong with this whole situation.
It's just, so Ricky Saints comes out. He's supposed to have his big moment as the champion. JC Jane comes out. I'm like, oh boy. Like, is there going to be a male member of Toxic Attraction? No, it's to promote the TNA matches.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. And
Yep.
then.
Yeah, it was a weird try. It almost felt like Saints was holding back because he knew he was going to be in a segment
Yep.
with this whole situation going down. It was a really muted celebration for coming off such a monumental win.
Yeah, and also, but also, like that monumental win just kind of came out of nowhere too. You know, like, oh,
A little bit, yeah.
okay. And but did you notice who was not on this show at all?
Mr. Femi was
Not at
not.
all. So
No.
me gets the
No.
feeling he's donezo. So.
Don't know if he's Dunzo or at least he gets Gunther breaks where it's just like we can't just have this guy around doing nothing. Like he's got to be
Especially
winning.
during this. Joke of a
You know, we've
joke of
got
an
to.
angle.
Yeah, we've got to have him either winning matches or not on TV. Like we got two plays that we got with this guy. He can't be
And
eating L's left and right. Like he gets to eat an L every now and again so that you know, he can put someone over, but that shit is not going to fly all
yeah.
the time.
But it's like, I don't know, man. There's no like there's no stakes. Like it
Oh.
goes what you were saying. Everyone's like all of a sudden we're like, yeah, we're gonna kick their ass because I love NXT. And it's like
Well, yeah, at least with the ladies, since we had started with them, because JC's like, hey, so I know that we've kind of been having, like, they've been having this backstage passive beef for
Yes.
months. Like, it's one of those things. It's just like, oh, okay, I can't wait until they finally do this match. Because, yeah, Zeruka has been running into Fatal Influence left and right. And it's just like, oh, okay, yeah, this is going to work. And then all of a sudden, Sol Ruka's like, yeah, I'll be on Team NXT. Let's go kick their asses. And I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
Like, this is how quick it turned around. Like, my head about spun off. I was just like, huh? Like I said, for whatever reason, they're forcing it into this time period here, and that's
Yeah.
what's at least made part of the problem. But then you handed it the other part, which we can really jump into a little bit more. The fact, and especially sticking with the women,
Yeah, we'll see with one. That's fine.
well, because it's the biggest example. Because I mean, there's the Trick is the TNA World Champion problem on the men's side, but literally all of the women. Oh no, three of the four women are really NXT on the TNA side because Cassie Lee and Jessie McKay are on Team TNA, and it's just like, I know that it's been a while since they've been in NXT. It feels like they're doing pretty much the same gimmick, though, that they created in NXT. So it's just like, well, okay, they're like really NXT originals. Like they kind of did that whole. I feel like who is that that I'm thinking of? From TNA original, Velvet Sky and
Oh,
Angelina
beautiful
Love.
people.
Beautiful people, where they
Eh,
kind
not
of,
really.
well, they adapt, those two, I think, adapted a little bit over time with how exactly they played their angle. And the inspiration is doing the same thing where it, I feel like they change it up a little bit enough.
Yeah, but they do it with a far more of a sense of humor than
Oh,
the beautiful
well,
people ever did. And Kalani Jordan's the other one. Who's the fourth member? I can't remember.
That's the one that is not involved in NXT at all. Mara Sade.
Do you not realize who that is?
Obviously not,
That's
because you're.
Jakara Jackson. They used to run with Last Legend.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, that's why I said all of the women are former WWE or current. Yeah. It's like, what are you doing? Like, where's Rosemary or the former Xia Li? I can't remember her name now. But she was
Oh,
just on the pay-per-view. You know, it's like,
yeah.
well, even then, she's still former WWE.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, so just trying to figure out like what is this nonsense?
Yeah.
And like the men's team is different. I mean, you got Santana, Moose,
Kazarian and Leon Slater.
yeah, all right.
And oh my God, I think I could talk about the wow factor for Leon Slater for at least an hour itself. First time watching him wrestle on this week's NXT, and
Really?
I'm
He's
like,
good.
I might need to watch TNA just to
He's
watch
good, dude.
Leon Slater wrestle.
Yes. Yep. He's very good. He's only 21, 20, 21.
And also had
Yes.
to laugh even more when Vic has gotten in some rough burns on Booker T, and he's like, you can add both of their ages together and you're still 20 years older than them.
What an asshole. That's pretty funny. I missed
I'm
that.
like, yeah, he can be kind of rough from time to time.
Booker's a big boy. He can take it.
Oh yeah, he can and he does.
Yeah,
So,
but
yeah, Vic gets in some good shots every now and again, and that definitely was one of them. But yeah, oh my gosh, like when he did that 450 Swanton splash, I'm like, the fuck, get out of here, just get out of here.
Oh, I mean, imagine him and Javon tag team. You know, like, because you
Well,
saw that. Was it not Idris Inoue, or is it Inoue?
yes.
He left. He's done with NXT, which is like, oh, okay. I kind of forgot about you guys, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, that man had a lot of abs.
Yeah. Yes. And not a lot of opportunities. So,
No.
well, yeah, because he was the one that got hurt for a while too. So
Oh, I
that doesn't
couldn't re
help.
I didn't remember which of the two of them.
Yeah, I get the feeling that there's gonna be a lot of those coming up. Like, where's his partner? Alta Bud? Where the hell are they?
Oh
There
yeah,
are also
they
those.
not been on TV.
Yeah, well, even like, where's Wes Lee and the other two guys?
Oh yeah, Tyreek and that's another T name that I'm forgetting at the current
Yeah,
moment.
whatever. Him. So,
Yep.
But yeah, like the women though, it's like JC Jane's like, all right, so even the women doesn't make much sense because, well, it does make sense, but it's also like JC Jane, all right, so Lola and Fallon, you're gonna have a match. Whoever wins is on the team. Okay. And then backstage, JC's like, well, I shouldn't have put you in that position, Fallon. Well, why? Like, I didn't understand that line, but
Well, I guess is marginally interesting, also not completely surprising that they look to be adding, is it Miss LFG to Fatal Influence?
yeah, that was kind of rumored anyways. And boy, she
Oh, okay.
buried Jasmine Nix too. She's like,
Oh.
Jasmine, that Nix never fit anyways. So I was like, damn, like.
It was kind of a weird situation.
Yeah, it was.
When your
So,
whole gimmick is anti-NIL and your third is an NIL, it's kind of like, it's a weird angle to take, ladies.
yeah, but
I know the two of you came up through the there's an obvious problem here.
yeah, like there's so much to pick apart with this. Like,
Oh.
all the women, like, and like all the women, I just love all the women who are infused. Like, why is Lola Vice just standing back there like a puppy dog? JC Jane just beat her at the PLE by nefarious means, and she's just standing there like, I'll be on your team. I'm like, fuck off. Like, no,
Yeah,
not
yeah.
doing
There was
this.
none of that, so that they could again, because they gave themselves a week to build this. They're like, oh, we've got to cut through all of that logical stuff. And just get them making people look stupid.
Yeah, and yeah, I don't know. There's never been a clear definition, any sort of inspiration or reasoning or nothing for why this is even happening. I mean, every time WWE or NXT, excuse me, goes up against TNA, they win. I mean,
Oh.
Moose has lost how many times to different people? The Hardys, I think, are one of the only ones that have pulled off a win. Oh, the Rascals guy. God damn it. I forgot his name when he was fighting
Zach
Wesley.
went.
Yeah, he beats Wesley, then loses to him.
But in a
50-50.
non, yeah, I was gonna say in a non-title match.
Yeah, so it's like 50-50, whatever. No, but the rest, like, Trick seems to be the only guy that like had it on. He goes, yeah, that I'm the TNA champion, but I'm still repping NXT all the time. Like, okay, that makes sense. He doesn't want TNA to win, or wouldn't, wants to bury TNA, but I don't know. Like, I don't care. I think that's the biggest part. I don't give
Oh,
a damn about any of this, and you're building your
yeah.
entire show around it. Like,
Well, and that, I guess that is even a relationship that was weirdly put together with Ricky Saints kind of being with Trick Williams the whole night. 'Cause he's just like, oh, yeah, I like your idea for the match. Between Miles Bourne and whoever lost, I forget whoever was. Josh Briggs.
yeah. Which, by the way, Jasper Troy or Josh Briggs. Yeah, then I'm going with the guy that wears a chain like it's a necklace. Like, I, whatever. That was more just excuses to fill time on the show. It's like all of this could have been avoided by just having other matches.
Well, and I guess it was just weird because there was only one women's match to get in, and there was only one men's match to get in. Like, I think that's what made it awkward too, where it's just like, oh, the three of us get a pass, but the last two of you need to fight it out.
Yeah, because the indecisive leadership. Well, I can't make a decision. So you guys just fight it out and then we'll figure it out. Like, make up your mind. Like, that's it's you're the
Everyone fights
leader.
or no one fights.
Yeah, it's just I don't know. I don't understand what they're doing here. Someone said this is leading to a TV deal for TNA. And it's like, what? Are they going to win and say that they're taking over the CW time slot? CW ain't going for that. They didn't pay for TNA. So, man, I don't know. It's like, whatever. Just get this stuff over with and get TNA off the TV. I watch TNA on my own. Cool. I don't want this anymore. Just go back to building people.
Oh yeah, this crossover has gotten a little too deep.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's very similar to, the time periods in AEW when you're just like, I'm tired of the CMLL guys, Scott.
Yes.
We know that they're not going to go anywhere because they're just here for a short time period.
Yeah.
They're never going to be a credible challenger. Like, you can tell me however many championships they won in Mexico, but I damn well know that there is no chance in hell they're winning the AEW championship if they're up for it.
Yeah, I guess that's the thing. Like, I guess I could see Trick like turning on NXT because he's a TNA champion. It's all about him. And
Yes.
who cares?
But yeah, even at that point, I don't really care.
Yeah,
I don't really care.
I don't know. Especially with like, even with like TNA, they gotta look at it like, man, we got a pay-per-view we're trying to sell. You know, Bound for Glory is coming up. That's their WrestleMania show. So this is how they're going into it. Now, I mean, on TNA television, they've been, working their way through, but you get a wider audience on NXT and you're worried about something that NXT is going to have on TV for free, where you're probably going to lose. Because I'm guessing Joe Hendry and Jordan Grace interfere in matches to some capacity and cost someone a match or something like that. But like you have like it's kind of like the back and forth stuff. Going all the way to Kalani Jordan, who I don't want to hear her talk. Like, I'm sorry, she's not good. She's not comfortable talking their spoken lines. And I don't know. To me, she's lost a lot of steam, even winning the NXT championship. Like, I'm sorry, the
The
TNA
TNA.
Knockouts championship. I don't
Yeah.
know. She was
Well,
riding
that.
high and then just nothing.
Yeah, they. If she's been put in a weird spot, and I mean, I still think that this is even though she has a championship, it's a weird spot to be put in.
Yeah.
Like you have, yeah, she hasn't even really been on TV at all, and then just kind of out of the blue wins the championship.
Yeah, being inserted into the match because
You know, if it was
okay.
someone who was on a roll in NXT, you're like, oh, okay, it kind of makes sense. Like, they don't have room. Like, they don't want to have them beat Sol or JC Jane right now, so they need some spot. But it doesn't feel like Kalani was that person.
No, and like that was just a weird event for them anyways. But the way it started with Ash by Elegance retiring, basically. And it would have just been better if they would have just held off and just had a small tournament or something with only.
The much dreaded tournament.
Yeah, but TNA doesn't do it as much. So it's like, okay, this is fine. And this is the real life
Yeah.
situation too. Instead of just hotshot and having an NXT person win for the shock value of it. Like everything should have been set up for Xia Li to win, but or Indy
Oh.
Hartwell. Like I didn't understand why Indy Hartwell was the manager. I'm sorry, not manager, the
The
referee. Yeah,
referee.
because I had the sound off. I was watching something else, but
Yeah, I noticed that in the highlights that they had on NXT. And I was just like, A, you saw how disappointed she looked when she was raising her hand.
yeah.
It's just like, well, I don't watch enough TNA or any TNA to know why she wasn't in the match to start with.
Yeah, I didn't have the volume on, so I didn't hear. But I just whatever. You know, it's like, I keep hoping that we get by this and then it's back to NXT and TNA goes away. 'Cause I mean the whole thing is like, why, maybe this is too nitpicky. Why is any of this happening anyways? Like we talked last
That's
week.
what we've
They
been
knew.
trying to get
Yeah, I mean they
to.
know people from TNA are there. Well, where's your security to kick them out? You just let them walk around backstage like anybody can do that? It's
Well, yes, if you accidentally walk down the wrong staircase,
very true.
you
Very
can
true.
just get backstage.
God, who did we almost run into? Was it Ming? Somebody? No, Rikishi?
Oh, yeah, it was
Somebody that we didn't
Rikishi,
want to run into and be like, hey, what are you doing here? Funny story. So, but yeah,
I think.
I don't care about any of this. I'm not saying NXT was a chore to watch, but it sure wasn't fun.
Oh yeah, it just
And
the watch itself I think was fine. The logic surrounding everything was terrible. That's it. You know what I mean? Like I kind of enjoyed, for the most part, everyone played their part and did what they should have in most regards.
yeah. But like these teams, like the what ifs. Oh, is Kalani really with TNA? I don't care. What about Jordynne Grace? I don't care. Yeah, Mariah May wasn't. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Blake Monroe.
Yeah, she wasn't mentioned at all either.
No.
So I get the feeling those were blow off matches, and especially it's we're in October now. Come November, you got Survivor Series, and then, you know. No, that's not till February is Royal Rumble, right? Because I know it's in Saudi Arabia this year. So
Yeah, I don't know what I guess I haven't looked to see what NXT shows might be on the line here.
yeah, but I mean, there's all the people who we think are set to leave are slowly disappearing, and now how you get them on the main roster is beyond me. I mean, Tony D, Obafemi seems fine. With that reaction Javon Evans got last Friday, hey, maybe he shouldn't be in NXT anymore either. In all seriousness.
I mean, it is wild what that man has
Yeah.
accomplished already at such a young age.
And like I didn't think Ricky Saints needed to win the NXT title. I was like, well, he seems like he's destined to go to the main roster. I don't know. There just seems to be so many main roster people without a main roster slot. There's not a whole lot of positions open.
Well, I mean, you talked about it last week where Carmelo Hayes is still with The Miz at this point. He hasn't been able to get a foothold on the main roster.
So people are going to start disappearing, but they got nowhere to go. So,
Okay, yeah, Halloween Havoc
yes.
for NXT. October 25. Yeah, Survivor Series is because we got Saturday night's main event, Salt Lake City, Survivor Series San Diego, Saturday night's main event, DC, and that closes out 2025.
Yeah, and my Peacock subscription. So, I mean,
Yep.
yeah. So don't be raising prices for something I don't need anymore. But
Oh, actually, I didn't even think about that. October 25. Oh, man, update on the financials. We can get rid of Peacock off at the end of October because no more NXT PLEs over there. So,
use a VPN that can be done with now. So,
good,
take Stephanie
goodbye.
McMahon's advice, everybody. But no, I don't care about any of the stuff with NXT TNA. I found it funny too. Like you're getting a super team of people together, and you're first to like an OG original Frankie Kazarian. Like, the guy that's never drawn a dime in his life. And then what was the whole thing with Matt Cardona and
Oh, Josh Briggs. He cost Josh Briggs the match.
yeah, and it went nowhere.
I don't know.
But
Again,
unless
like there's well, actually, maybe they have the opposite problem. In some ways, like there's almost too much overlap. Like, AEW is like, that they're going away. With TNA now, it's just like it's already been around so long. It's just like, is this going to just be intertwined and you're almost missing out if you're not watching TNA?
But it's also like, what's the point? Because
Oh.
this match has no point to it. They're not going to just all of a sudden stop showing up if they lose. Or are they? You know, like I don't get it. I can
Oh
only
yeah, they
say
have not established any stakes.
no.
They're just like, oh, we're just gonna have a 4-on-4 match. Okay.
A traditional Survivor Series match, like, but it's not because it's only 4-on-4. It should be 5-on-5, but.
Yeah, that's why I thought that they were having matches, because I think even with the ladies, that was one where I'm like, oh, okay, they have four people in the match, and then they're having that 5-6 slot open. And it's just like, oh no, it's just four? Okay.
Yeah. Well, you couldn't fill out five, huh? I mean, NXT could, but whatever. Well,
Oh man.
yay. Well,
Yep.
that's nice. Let me.
And
Well,
then I mean, I kind of referenced it, 'cause what did I say? Oh yeah, with Dynamite this week. The Andrade Don Callis stuff to lead off the show was just infuriating. Just
yeah, I'm.
I can't believe the guy that was barely gone. They're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he's back. And I'm like, huh? Like, why can't you believe he's back? Like, he was just here. Like, people have been gone for injuries longer than he's been gone from
Right.
AEW.
Yeah, and.
And he, again, like, he's not going to, if him and Kenny Omega have an actual singles match, he's not winning. And
Nope.
he's going to be stuck
Well,
in the same spot that he has been, of just this weird potential guy who doesn't have Zelina Vega anymore. And well, Zelina Vega doesn't have her own spot anymore either, so.
yeah. Well, my thing is like, it doesn't, I don't think it necessarily means he's losing because Kenny's been so in and out and hit and miss. Maybe he can eat an L, take off, and then come back. You know? So I don't think it's a foregone conclusion,
Okay.
but it wouldn't surprise me. I mean,
Mm-hmm.
so I didn't see Dynamite. I was watching a movie. I just didn't want to. And it's the Prowler from 1981, in case anyone cares.
It was just a lot. Like I said, like, I didn't feel like it missed much because it was just a lot of match.
Right. And but the
A
thing is like,
lot of match.
so when I was watching today, Kenny Omega's back. All right. Hey, the Young Bucks are back and they're broke already. Wait, we didn't get to have any fun with this.
They did do
You
a
know?
segment with Nick blowing all the money.
Yes. But it's like it's only been 3 weeks. Like it would have been
Were off
funnier.
TV for one of the 3 weeks.
Yeah. So it would have just been more fun if, you know, even if he wins and he's like, see, everything's turning around, and then in like one fell
Oh.
swoop lose or something. Like this was one of the first things
Yeah.
that's been interesting with the Bucks in a while, you know?
Or even at least have him break even so that they still have, like, have show him go down for a little bit and then have him come back and cut himself off, or Matt ends up finding him, and he realizes that he's finally back to even, and it's just like, no, let's knock it off, you idiot.
Yeah. Or even like have him like go before the match. I mean, just if you're going this route, you're like, where the hell is he? And Cutler's like, last I saw was at the casino, and he's just playing penny slots, trying to get their money back. He's like, we got to go wrestle. Let's go. You know, have something. But yeah, it was just a big match. And again, it doesn't make sense. Why are they teaming with Josh Alexander? Why wouldn't they be teaming with Okada? Kenny Omega's, who were his partners? Oh, Brodito. Why is he teaming with them? I don't know. They just are. What is this match? It's been 6 years. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And then the match is the match. Don Callis ruins it by being involved at all, being on commentary. And the after, though, was like, what the hell is going on? Jurassic Express just walks out. And Josh Alexander, being a professional, is like, my God, they're taking forever. So, hey, Kenny, I'm just going to beat you up in the corner, you know, or hold you down. And then nothing really happens.
Well,
You know?
yeah, I'm not quite sure why they were the ones that made the save.
Well, he, well, because for the pay-per-view.
Oh, so the same reason of everything that happened on NXT, for the pay-per-view.
Well, no. At the pay-per-view, the Bucks got involved with what's his name? He came out to interfere and cost the Bucks a match, and then they were getting ready to beat him up, and a Luchasaurus came out and saved him.
Oh, Jungle Boy.
Yeah. So that's how
Oh.
that is. Because he was
Okay.
blaming them for turning like for stabbing him in the back.
Oh.
And
Okay.
so just go with it.
I'm just gonna drink
So
more.
yeah, so that's why. And it's like, okay, that's an interaction. But then, you know, everyone leaves, Kenny Omega's in there, and Don Callis was like, oh, can you believe this? Like, oh jeez, just this infatuation or obsession with Don Callis has got to end, right? And
It is wild that they make fun of Don Callis. They obviously let the fuck Don Callis chance go. None of the announcers, though, just straight go, these guys lose all the time. Like, it's one of those ones where, especially, like, and people have already started to point it out, where Danielson, just when he doesn't want something happening, he's just silent.
Yes. Have you noticed that too? It's
Oh,
like,
yeah, everyone has noticed that. And that's one where it's just like, he's just kind of
yeah, he's
like,
quiet. Like, this is stupid.
why are we doing this? Like, this doesn't make any sense. Because, yeah, I mean, the Don Callis family being, I actually need to look this up to, again, remind myself of, because I think I looked this up with Chris the other week, how big the Don Callis family was.
Yeah, so I mean, they had that whole like, okay. So while you're looking that up, after this, you know, all of a sudden the masked guy shows up, and I had already had it spoiled for me, but I'm like, oh, Andrade's back already. Okay, and they slot him in with Omega, which
Oh.
doesn't make sense, but okay, and then it turns out he's part of the Don Callis family. Like, oh my God. Why? Like, no one is over in that thing. Maybe Kyle Fletcher, but so? Okada's bored. I mean,
Andrade and I forgot about this. El Clone.
yes, clone. Yes.
That was the
We were
other
getting there.
that was the other part that I had kind of forgot about, because that was the other part that was just infuriating. The announcers, just a bunch of dum-dums, all of them dum-dums, where they're just like, oh my God, I can't believe that they just put out Hologram, but he's coming out to help the guy that just put him out. Oh, like none of them even said, this seems weird to me. Holy fucking smokes.
It's
Just unreal that not one of them thought to say, like, and Danielson's supposed to be that guy, you know what I mean? Like, I guess he's supposed to be I guess Danielson's better than Shivani? Question mark.
Yeah, because
I don't
Shivani
like
is just
Shivani at all, but.
no, I don't like Shivani at all. Shivani just sold his soul to be a shill. And he's like, that's the most dastardly thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, no, it's not. You know it's
Oh,
not. So just cut it out. Like,
yeah,
the overblown hyperbole is disgusting. And it just takes me right out of everything. Like, shut up.
I think that's his problem now. Yeah, the hyperbole with him is just like, okay.
It's awful. So yeah, good. Get rid of him. And I don't mind if Danielson's quiet and just muttering under his breath, this is bullshit. You know? But yeah, like, it's just the Don Callis. Andrade coming back. Okay. I'm also like, I'm on Reddit and I'm part of like the AEW board, WWE, all the wrestling ones I can think of. The AEW people really are different. Like when Andrade left or whatever, got fired or released, it was always like, oh, he's got nothing to offer, blah, blah, whatever else, whatever else. Now that he's back, oh man, he really looks like he was a top tier player. It's really good to have him back. He'll be utilized now. He looks jacked. He's ready to work. And I'm like, this is the same dude.
That was the other thing that I was a little bit, 'cause he got a clearly positive reaction.
Yeah, because the shock of it. Yeah.
Yeah, how long that'll be sustained, I don't know, but that was part of it that was confusing to me, is the point that you just made. It's everyone wasn't going, man, I can't believe Andrade is getting used, when he was. Didn't he just have a protracted fight with Tony Khan about his usage?
That's what we were led to believe. And I can't imagine like anything's better. But I just
So yeah, like it's just like, why you guys accepted him back even though he had beef with the guy that you guys think is the Messiah of professional wrestling? I'm not saying that Tony Khan is. He's very far from that. But, at least it's an alternative. That's what this show always comes back to.
yeah, but
At
it's
least
like,
people are getting paid, but
yeah, but after, well, for now.
sometimes it's not much more than that, honestly.
Yeah, but it's like, all of a sudden, it's like, oh my God, Andrade's back. He's the first guy to go from WWE to AEW to WWE and back. So maybe that should tell you something. You
Well,
know?
and that was the other reason why I was just unimpressed. I'm just like, this guy has now spent what? Oh, let me.
Yeah.
He that's got to be clickable on here somewhere of how long that man has not been a top tier player at this point.
Right.
Like, it's one of those ones where I'm like, oh my God, I can't, it's been that long since he's been a champion. And it's probably about as long ago now as I'm thinking. Like, I literally think it's been like 10 years at this point.
Yeah, and it's when he came back for WWE at the Royal Rumble, and there was like a polite acknowledgement of who he was, that should have been the telltale sign right there. It wasn't a huge pop or any of that stuff. It was, oh, I remember that guy. And that's really,
Yeah,
as far,
17-18
yeah.
was his NXT championship
Yeah.
run.
I mean,
So, what, 7 years then? Since He was at the height of his powers 7 years ago
Yeah, in NXT.
in NXT.
Only in NXT.
Yeah.
And it is
Good.
what it is
Oh,
with
I
this guy.
mean, he had a black run as a United States champion.
I
I
mean, they
would
had
not,
that.
I would not hit, NXT was still more important for his
Right.
career than
Yeah.
that was.
But it's more than just, it's more than like that. It's just this abundance of excitement. Like, oh my God, he's back. Like, he's just gonna get lost. And the perfect example is what happened. He's part of the Don Callis family, who on the same show,
A 14-person group.
on the same show
14
added
people.
number 14. You know what I mean? Like, not
Yeah.
number four,
And
number
not only
14.
did they add a 14th person, they also added, at least if the numbers were to be believed, same height, same size as Andrade, also a lucha wrestler.
Wait, clone is the same size and height as Andrade?
They were both listed as 5'9". Yes, sir.
Bullshit. No way. But like this clone, like clone or clon, whatever, that all got like abbreviated because of Hologram legitimately getting hurt. Well, just have him run around by himself. Hologram got over by himself. You don't need, like, why would you put a rock on a person that can't swim? You know? And, like, they have
He's just
that.
gonna lose like Hechicero.
I don't think that'll happen only because they're trying to build him up for Hologram. But if Hologram's gone a year and a half, yeah, I can see that. It sounds bad.
Oh,
But,
I did not realize that
yeah, it's
Hologram's
a real knee injury.
injury.
He's out for the rest of the year at least. So who knows
Oof.
how much longer. But
Okay.
it's just, all right, here's the new guy. Oh, debuts. Oh my God, what a giant surprise. He's part of the Don Callis family. Yeah.
Yep.
Like they
And
had all those people
it
come out on
doesn't really
stage.
mean anything because
Nope.
one of them has a championship belt.
No,
And like
two of them
you
do.
said,
Two. Okada.
who? Oh shit, yeah, I guess Okada does
That
have one.
kind of speaks to what you're saying, though. Yeah.
Yeah, he gets lost in the shuffle. Even though he had a segment on this. 'Cause it was him, and he actually was like, "Oh no, it's okay. I'll team with Takeshita." That was one of the few things I'm like, "Hold on, is this a minor character development plot line going on right now?"
Yeah, I
Minor.
but just think about what you said, though. The Don Callis family is 14 people. What's the point of this? In all seriousness, what's the point?
Well, just to make a same time comparison, the Vision has more control over Raw than the Don Callis family has over AEW.
Yeah, there isn't one
Even,
title contender.
yeah, even though they have 11 more people. They have less sway over that company than the Vision does.
Yeah.
It's
There's more talent and charisma in there. Like that,
that helps.
I mean, Okada's not exactly a charisma machine, right? It doesn't help. He looks bored. He walks out there just like, all right, I'm here. Takeshita's okay, but I mean, just look at the collection of talent. There's a reason none of them are at the top of the card. So,
Oh yeah, because the list. Oh, and I did forget. Maybe it's 13 people. Because Don Callis, I doesn't really count as a participant really.
okay.
Billed at 6'2", though, by the way. Takeshita 6'2", Kyle Fletcher 6'4", Beretta 6', Lance Archer 6'8", Brian Cage 6', I'm calling shenanigans. Mark Davis 6'4", Josh Alexander 6'1".
Great
Rocky
career move.
Romero,
Hey,
5'8".
so.
Hechicero,
Ugh.
Okada, Wardlow, and then the
Oh, yeah.
RAC.
Forgot about old. So what? It's Wardlow.
Mr. Walking Injury.
Yeah, that sucks. The whole thing sucks. So,
I feel bad for
yeah. But.
him. He has had some ill-timed injuries, for sure.
But it's really like this Don Callis stuff just drags everything down for me. Like, I don't understand why you need a 14 to 15 member group. And I actually saw someone who said, well, you need someone to eat the pins. You don't need that many. You know, like,
Oh
it's
yeah,
just.
because just about all of them eat pins, except for and Takeshita takes losses, but he doesn't eat pins. Fletcher doesn't eat pins. Beretta, yes. Archer, yes. Cage, yes. Davis, yes. Alexander, yes. Romero, yes. Hechicero, yes. Okada, no. Wardlow didn't have a chance. Andrade hasn't had a chance. El Clone hasn't had a chance.
Yeah, El Clone was supposed to have his big program with Hologram, and that got scrapped. So he, because one guy got hurt. Okay, cool. I know you can't sit him on the shelf, but goddamn, you don't have to send him to like that black pit of nothing. So, you know, it's just, ugh. But whatever. I
Yeah.
mean, like I said, financially for Josh Alexander, I'm sure he's much happier, but.
Oh, yeah.
Outside of that, this isn't helping his career.
No. Nope. Nope. You definitely have more of an attachment to him than I do.
Well,
'Cause
seeing him
yeah.
in TNA, he was coming into his own. And I guess it is a matter of a small fish in a small pond, right? In this case.
Sometimes it's better to be in that situation.
But TNA would just burn through roster moves and storylines. That he really didn't have anything else to do. I get it. So you want to take your chances, but just seeing how AEW still does this. If you're not a golden boy, you are not getting the push you want. There's it's or that
No.
you think you're going to get. You're not. And that's why this Andrade thing, yeah, maybe it is just a one-off or something, but they're not going to get behind him. They're not going to.
Yeah, long term, I don't see them really getting behind him.
No. So it's
You
just another
know,
guy that's there to get paid.
even if he gets maybe a win over Kenny Omega before ultimately losing the feud.
Yeah.
Again, okay, great, the first win's awesome, but then you eat two L's after that, or at least one more decisive one. You're back to square one at best.
Yep. So,
Yeah,
what else is on the show?
Kyle Fletcher, Orange Cassidy, another fine match chewed
Yeah.
up again, 14-15. Like I said, there was a lot of match in this show. So in some ways you could have watched it because and this one was one that came out of the blue a little bit. Hobbs, Joe, Page taking on Moxley, Castagnoli, Garcia. And then we end up with a match between Samoa Joe and Adam Page out of it. But that takes, again, that match, another 14-minute match.
Yeah. Who won? I missed that one. Who won that one? Just curious.
Hangman
Okay.
stole the tag from Samoa Joe, so Samoa Joe was kind of angry about that. And then Paige went to hand him the Trios Championship, and Joe was already salty about the tag situation, and Adam Page dropped it right in front of him, so Joe got even saltier. And we ended up with a match, which
Hey, I'm all for it.
I
Joe and
like
Hayden and Kangman would be good.
I'm gonna enjoy the match, but
Probably.
it's also like you're presenting Samoa Joe currently as a baby face who's leading the charge against the Death Riders. Why is he in this beef right now?
Yeah. Well,
Again, I'm gonna enjoy the match. But the logic of them getting there, like it played out in this scenario. I don't like how it happened though, at all.
Right, but I'm okay with the match, but again, it's just like, was this Wrestle Dream? All of this stuff is just like whatever. You know, it's just adding stuff. Like there's no
Yeah.
real card. And
Because
sure. So
oh yeah, there's the Willow Nightingale Jet Speed package. So yeah, that was all just a giant advertisement for Collision. Tony Storm versus Tay Mello, one of the few not long matches of the night. And really not a whole lot going on after that, other than Storm winning a singles match against Statlander afterwards, which again makes a great deal of sense. Gates of Agony versus I still can't believe that there's a faction called the Swirl.
I kind of got a kick out of it because Blake Christian is like that kind of smarmy guy. So a black and white guy called the Swirl just kind of cracked me up.
I'm like, it,
So,
I, to me, I'm like, this is the least threatening group name I have ever heard in my
well, yeah,
entire
of
fucking
course.
life.
Well, look who the tag team is. Blake Christensen and oh no, I forgot the other guy. Lee
Ernie,
Moriarty?
I was gonna call him Ernie Johnson, Lee Johnson.
Yeah, Lee Johnson, that's it. Yay. So you're not
Yeah.
exactly instilling fear in people, you know?
Yeah.
So might as
Shortest
well
match.
catch them off guard by calling ourselves the Swirl. So
Shortest match of the night, 8 minutes. Harley Cameron, she can be on my TV any time of the day.
she's so cool and cute. Yeah.
Is very entertaining.
Yeah.
In both of the segments that she was in, because she was in the one with Mercedes, and that was the only good thing about that segment. And then she was pretty funny with Stat backstage later in the evening. And then speaking of that, yeah, the main event was Statlander and Darby Allin versus Marina Shafir and Wheeler Yuta mixed tornado tag match. It was kind of wild that both of the women were towering over both of the men. That was not something that you experience all too often in professional wrestling. And then, because how long? There's got to be a match time on this. Oh, really? They're not handing out a match time on this. It's some bullshit right there. But anyway, that had to have been longish match. And then we did get a Stat Storm mini brawl there before. Pac looks really weird with short hair.
It makes him look like more of a dirt bag. So I kind of dig it. Being dead serious. It makes him look like kind of like a street ruffian. So
Yeah,
yeah.
I it caught me off guard last week. This week I'm like, maybe I'm starting to turn the corner on this look.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm starting to turn the corner on this look.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was the end of the night. Like I said, like to me it was just a very breezy episode. Like the Don Callis stuff made me want to bang my head. The rest stuff I'm like, okay, fine. Like you're having matches. There were some little segments attached to the matches. Yeah, there was nothing great. There was nothing also that really to me was awesome about it. Like it just was there. Like so, yeah. That's I actually don't have a lot about Dynamite this week, other than bitching about the Don Callis family.
Oh yeah, it was just like a do nothing show that set up a do nothing pay-per-view.
Oh
You
yeah,
know?
I am in no way interested
Yeah, like
in Wrestle Dream.
If there was any sort of threat from the Don Callis family, fine, but it's just a bunch of losers and guys collecting paychecks. So there's no threat. I mean, Kyle Fletcher had his chance, and that's it.
And he's still not going to defend his own championship belt because reasons.
Exactly. Well, he did against Orange Cassidy.
Oh yeah, I guess
So,
he did on this very night. Come on, DeFranco.
yeah, but
Be
it's like,
better.
so that's the worst. Like, that we had two shows where nothing matters. And like, the one thing that did matter was just out of the blue with Joe and Hangman Page. Not a
Oh.
goddamn thing mattered on the show.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Mercedes Moné was gonna get a partner. I didn't get it. Chris said mentioned something about Izzy. Did she make a Bailey comment or something? Did I miss?
No. She said that she was gonna wrestle someone from Florida, either on Collision or on Dynamite this coming week.
Oh boy. Okay, that's
Because
probably good news.
she hadn't wrestled. I think they're going to Daly's place next.
Okay. When is Collision this week? Because baseball is on, and that is on the TBS TNT network.
They are on an hour early this week. I want to say that they're on at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
So they're on from 7 to 9 for some reason. If I'm, because they did make mention of that during the broadcast. I remember them mentioning it. I just don't remember all the factoids.
Yeah, because, okay, the Yankees are actually at 4 o'clock on Fox Sports 1, TBS 208, Cubs Brewers. And I guess 6:38 on Saturday is the first Dodgers Phillies game on either TBS or TNT. So I don't know. And
Yeah.
the NHL's starting soon, right?
Early October here.
Okay.
Because I want to say that our fantasy draft is this coming Monday.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I
So they
might actually
finally.
remember to attend that one. Because letting the computer pick for you is a trash idea.
Well, I got an A minus on my NFL draft that Yahoo did this year. I was like, pat yourselves on the back. Hot.
They gave themselves a D and an F for my drafts that I did not attend this year for football.
That's really funny. I like they do that. I was like, this is your fault.
Yeah, that's I'm sitting here. I'm like, well, you picked me a shitty team then,
Yeah.
like.
Don't send that to me. Send it to your AI chatbot god for messing up stuff. Blame me. I guess maybe it is kind of like, well, you could have done better. Yeah,
oh
probably could
yeah.
have.
Yeah. When I saw those grades, I'm like, "Oh my gosh, yeah, I really needed to be in the draft."
Yeah.
When I saw that the one draft decided that Brock Purdy was going to be my number one quarterback, I'm like,
Oh no.
"I am so fucked right now."
Yeah, he's not even playing now. So,
So fucked.
yep. Well, yeah.
Oh
Let's
man,
get out of here.
bell time beer on your end. I think the
Yes, I
answer is
had a
no.
Citra Quenchel from Heist Brewing earlier,
Okay.
because the game got too close. So,
Yeah,
but I'm not. You've seen me when I drink and watch sports. I shouldn't, but I just decided to crack one. So. And it was excellent. I haven't had that in a long time. So,
The conversation before the podcast made me want to drink heavily.
yeah,
So I drank Jackie O's Brick Kiln Cherry Cordial Bourbon Barrel Barley Wine, obviously aged in bourbon barrels and conditioned on cherries, walnuts, and vanilla beans. This shit
that's
is delicious.
it better be, because that sounds like a lot of work. Jesus.
This can was a small fortune. This was at least one meal at McDonald's or three. I don't remember. What's the alcohol count? Because A, I don't typically like barley wines. They're not really my gig, honestly. I know that they're at least semi-popular. 11.4% alcohol, so this
Oh.
thing is very alcoholic. And again, very tasty. Very good barley wine. Jackie O's Brewing, one of the earlier craft breweries. They started down in Athens, Ohio, which is about an hour drive here from Columbus, but they also have a location here now in the fine city of Columbus. So it is always good to have their beers. Those brewers know what the fuck they're doing, and they make some really, really delicious stuff. So, should you find yourselves in Ohio, I think actually I don't even know think you need to be in Ohio to get Jackie O's. That's how big of a brand name that is. So, yeah, go out and find it. All of the Jackie O's shit is really, really good. So, yeah, that's it for at DeFrango 11. He's at Granny Mays. Brand is at Sungrain. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And hey, even leave us a comment. Even if you're like just a bot
Yeah.
that decides to leave us a comment, we appreciate it. And you can do it on both of those platforms. And you can also download us at iHeartRadio and YouTube Music. Have a good night, grandkids.
Okay.